Hi, friends, and welcome back to the Gubba Podcast. I'm Gubba, a first-time homesteader following in the footsteps of my homesteading forebears. And on this podcast, I talk about prepping, homesteading, food storage, and everything in between. Today, I want to talk about categories to prep for outside of food storage. I'm so focused on food storage most of the time that I barely go over other categories outside of that. And there are actually a lot of categories that you can be prepping on or focusing on, and food isn't the only thing you want to build a stock of. You need to think and ask yourself what you need to carry on normally if the power is out or you have no running water or, you know, literally any situation. And once you have answered that, you can start to work on different areas around your house, your home, car, wherever that need attention. And I would say the most important category is surrounding food because we need food to survive. So how will you cook food if your electricity goes out? Have you ever thought of that? Like if the power went out right now for a few weeks, what would you be eating? Does it look anything similar to what you eat now? Or would you be just cracking open cans of beans and chowing down? Hey, and if that's you, that works. But I want to continue to eat like the good stuff. Last night I made like a potato hash and I can still make that potato hash if the power goes out. So what would you be eating and how would you be cooking it? And the easiest way to answer this question is to build up a stock of camping supplies because it is 2022. There are so many neat camping supplies that basically fill every need you could ever hope for. My camping supply of supplies is pretty basic. I have a tent, a propane stove, chairs, cast iron cookware, and some other smaller items like campfire picks, you know, that you put the hot dogs on and roast over the fire. And I love having a propane camp stove on hand, plus a stock of propane. So I always have a way to cook my food outside of just like an open fire. I also am blessed to have a fire pit by my house with plenty of wood, so I could easily just build a fire, use some coals to make something in my cast iron Dutch oven or pan. So that's my plan. But what does it look like for you? And along with camping supplies, I also have a tent. So what kind of shelter would you have if you had to evacuate your house right now? Maybe a flood, hurricane, tornado, whatever the reason, would you have shelter? I know that there are volunteer and government shelters, but I believe you will always be the most comfortable if you prepare yourself and don't rely on anyone or anything else. You know your needs the best compared to anybody else. I've also read and heard horror stories about government help during emergency evacuation situations. Specifically, I read about stories from Hurricane Katrina and people who had actually like prepared and could keep up in their homes but were forced out at literal gunpoint by government officials just trying to help. Like, no thank you. I like having the ability to choose for myself and I don't want any intervention. Like, I don't want any of it. I'm comfortable. I'm happy doing my own thing. And I don't want my life's needs to be in the hands of someone else, especially the government. And not only is prepping so you can thrive and not just survive, but so you also don't have to rely on anyone else. I personally don't like to rely on anybody else. I like to be my own like self-sufficient little thing going on, but you know, that's up to you and what you're comfortable with. And it is nice to have supplies you can just pick up and grab in a pinch. Camping supplies have gotten lighter and easier to pack over the years, and like I said, meet about any need that you could imagine. Seriously, think about a situation of having to be evacuated and what would your next steps be? I would suggest to never rely on anyone or anything if possible. Nothing is guaranteed, but what you prep can be. I could pick up my tent, chairs, cookware, and I could dip out so fast that no one will catch me or be forcing me to leave my house. I'd be out so fast. I'm confident I could survive and be self-sustaining out wherever I gotta be. And this also comes with having a full gas of tank at all times. Because if there is ever a situation where everybody needs to leave, there's gonna be like mile-long lines at the gas station. And come on, be smarter than that. Don't be in that line. Keep your gas tank full. I know it's a little crazy right now, but the next category to stock up on also relates to food, and that is things like paper towels, cutlery, paper plates, plastic storage bags, foil, saran wrap, and other things you use daily in your kitchen. If the water goes out, you won't be doing dishes and they would pile up quickly and turn into a stressful mess in your kitchen and would start attracting bugs and other things. So you will definitely want disposable plates and eatery in a situation like that so you don't have to worry about cleaning up. If you have watched my prep videos on YouTube, you know that I have a store of paper towels and toilet paper. Okay, we all remember 2020. Anyways, I use them a lot in my kitchen, so it makes sense for me to have paper towels on hand. I do use kitchen towels as well, but you will run into the same problem with laundry and messes piling up. So paper towels are easily disposed of. You can compost them, whatever. And think of the items that you use daily to make and prepare your food. How could you make that system easy for yourself in an emergency situation? Ask yourself these hard questions and address them. That's the first step to getting prepared. Asking questions and then addressing them. And it doesn't have to be all at once. Just take it a step at a time. And the next category is first aid. I'm not entirely focused on first aid like I am on food storage, but it is an important category, especially if you have children. You know, they're clumsy, they get hurt, and you never know what kind of situation you could find yourself in, and you may need to utilize a first aid kit or band-aids or trauma kits or other types of specialty equipment. First aid is a lot like camping supplies. There are so many different kinds of first aid items that address all kinds of situations. This could be area dependent, and maybe you're in the desert where you would experience sunburns or other trauma related to the sun and need certain types of things in your first aid kit, like aloe vera to cool sunburns. Maybe you're in the woods and deal with a plethora of scratches or bugs, and you need a kit that helps mitigate bacteria and cuts or bug spray. First aid is a lot like insurance as well, because you don't know if you're going to slice yourself and bleed out and need a trauma kit at any point. So invest if you want to. And eventually I will work up my first aid, but food storage is my big focus at the moment. The next category is cleaning supplies. If you remember going to the store in 2020 and having the cleaning supply shelves be barren because Rona was scary, I remember that. I had stocked up on cleaning supplies prior and was okay, but it's always good to have some on hand. So Lysol wipes, but be careful when you use Lysol or other strong cleaning scents, because the scents from these can supposedly cause seizures and other issues in animals. I don't know what it is with the scent, but I imagine it's the strong chemicals. I don't even like using strong chemicals, but I saw somebody talking about it and how they had cleaned their house with Lysol and then all of a sudden their dog had a really gnarly reaction to the Lysol. So protect your fur babies and just be careful when you're cleaning. Have good ventilation. Keep your animals away. And bleach is something to have on hand along with Pine Sol. You couldn't get either of those in 2020. And I'm sure they were spendy as heck online with everybody scalping the cleaning supplies. I remember when you couldn't get hand sanitizer anywhere. What do you use to clean right now? So buy some more of that. What would you need in an emergency situation to clean up blood or bodily fluids? You know, paper towels, sponges, rags, etc. I love having cleaning supplies on hand because that results in having to go to the store less, and I hate having to go to the store. And you know what? I'm always prepared, hopefully for any situation, to clean it right on up. And along with the lines of cleaning supplies, Think about your hygiene. How will you stay clean in a situation where you don't have power or water, or maybe you're off-grid surviving? There are, again, camping supplies that address this need, like portable showers and whatnot. I use shampoo bars that are chemical-free and easy to transport. So get some travel sizes of whatever hygiene products you use and keep a stock of those or put in your bug out bag and ready to go. Another alternative is to not keep your hygiene at all and become a really smelly, you know, stinky survivor. This is actually a pro tip from an extreme prepper I had followed for a bit. Like, they were awesome, and man, they had a whole inflatable kayak and survival gear in their trunk of their car. So if society ever broke down and he couldn't get home from work on the freeway, he had a map and all of the equipment in his trunk to go across a lake and trek home and survive. It was pretty dang cool. Anyway, his tip was to not practice proper hygiene and become smelly, so then it keeps people away. And if society breaks down, people will be coming around, and you have to act like you're just as down and out like they are, and, you know, help when you feel inclined to. And a good way to keep people away, he said, is to not clean up. Get a stink and air yourself out through the windows. Keep your windows open if you can, weather dependent. And just, you know, have your smell just radiating through the windows. Obviously, it's up to you on what you want to do. Maybe in a not so extreme situation, you want to have good hygiene and still smell good. Figure out what it will take to do that without power and water to do it. The next category is off-grid laundry. How the heck will you do your laundry without power, running water? I love, love, love the convenience of my washer and dryer. I'm blessed to have access to water to clean my clothes if there's ever a situation and I don't have the ability to use my washer and dryer, and I have an air dryer that collapses and stores easily. I actually am using it right now to dry some of my clothes, and it works great. I just pop it up, put my clothes on it, they dry. And what would you use for laundry detergent if you couldn't get any at the store? I would suggest stocking up on your favorite kinds while you can and keeping a running stock of them. And also, stocking up is not just preparing, but when you are buying now before inflation just keeps skyrocketing, you're saving your future self, which is cool. I like that. And you can also learn how to make your own laundry detergent. I do, and it is super easy and chemical free. I will put a link to it in the description of this podcast. Maybe you want to be a stinky like with the hygiene, so you won't have to wash your clothes at all. You know what? You do you. And along the lines of clothes, it is important to have area-dependent clothing. So for me, I have a plethora of winter clothes because I experience winter and I want to be warm if I don't have access to heat. I have boots, gloves, thick socks, jackets upon jackets, so many jackets, hats, and more. Think about your area and what you might be exposed to. Maybe you're in an area and you are exposed to extreme sunshine. You will want to prep accordingly and maybe have lightweight long sleeve shirts with hoods and hats that can protect you from the sun. Consider your area, and actually, who knows what area you could end up in. You could be in somewhere completely different. So I have a variety of clothing for different situations, and I would suggest that you think about that as well. Keep extra pairs in your vehicle too, because who knows, if you get gridlocked on the freeway for whatever reason, a car crash, or you're going on a vacation, or you have to get out in a pinch really quickly, keep some extra pairs in your vehicle. And I hope that this episode of the Gubba Podcast helped you think a bit more about your situation and what areas you need to be preparing for in your life. I have more articles and videos on this subject that you can check out on my website, GubbaHomestead.com, or on my YouTube. And I hope that you have the most amazing day. Bye.